Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
All right, the one that got away. How does this work, Jen Hobby?
Well, basically, this is somebody that was, either in a relationship or knew this person for a long time and thought that this was the one, but for whatever reason, it didn't work out. And they can't stop thinking about them since that day that person has been out of their lives. And so they come to us and say, listen, maybe it was 4 or 5 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever it was, but I can't stop thinking about this person. They are the one that got away. And then we try to reach that person and find out what's going on and get them the information they need.
Mary wants to be on The Voice Discusser because she thinks if her friends know who she is, they're going to give her a tremendous amount of crap.
Okay.
But Mary's story goes back a couple of years here. Hey, Mary.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. All right. Who do you want us to look for and why?
Well, my ex-boyfriend, Brad, we dated right out of college. We both worked for the same company, and we dated about 2.5 years. That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, he was going to follow me when I moved to Atlanta, and he was going to wait in, like, about, 5-6 months till he got a promotion, and he was going to follow me. And I quit my job. I got an apartment thinking we were going to move in together. We were talking marriage, and the guy dropped off the face of the earth. He stopped taking my phone calls, answering my emails, everything.
After 2.5 years?
Yeah, and I found it. Like, I tried to look for him on Facebook or MySpace, but he never had that many friends to begin with, and he just doesn't seem like that type of person that would be on a social networking site. I can't find him there, and I just want to know, like, what happened? Where are you?
So this isn't necessarily a guy that you would want to reconnect with in a romantic way. You just want to find out what happened and why no communication since then.
I've got to know what happened.
Yeah.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah, totally coward.
Did you have any mutual friends or, because you work for the same company, any coworkers or anybody?
I left the company, and apparently he left the company the company that we were both working for. I have a lot of friends. Honestly, my friends would go nuts if they even found out that I was still thinking about him.
Mm-hmm.
Because they helped me get over this, but I'm still not over it, but I don't know about rekindling anything. I just want to know what happened.
Mm-hmm. I can see how the whole process of trying to get over something like this would take a whole hell of a lot longer if you have no answers whatsoever.
You really have zero reason why he left without saying a word.
Yeah, he stopped even calling. I mean, we were talking about moving in, going from talking about moving in together to never calling me back, to stop not answering emails. It's just absurd.
What was the last conversation you had with him like?
How's the apartment? How does it look out? How's Atlanta? How do you like everything? How's the apartment look? Oh, I can't wait to see it.
Did we already, because after 2.5 years, did we already ask about, like, family, like his parents? Do you send them Christmas cards? Does he have siblings?
We just weren't that close. No, he's the only child, and he comes from just a family that, he just had his mom, and so I don't have her address. I knew she moved around a lot.
So after 2.5 years, you didn't get close to his family?
I didn't get close to his family, and he never had that many friends.
Wow.
It is
he didn't really have a big family, and he had a mom and a cousin, and they both moved around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And mutual friends? You couldn't track them down?
We didn't have any mutual friends because he really didn't have that many friends. He was just like a loner.
Well, certainly.
Like, really, just a loner. Yeah. Not weird or anything, but just he just stuck to himself. He was friendly at work, but he just, outside of there, he just didn't have many close friends that I would call.
Was the work, so how many cities are we talking about? Because we have Atlanta, so that would be number three.
And a small town, about an hour and a half outside. That's what I'll say.
And so,
that's where we worked together.
Okay, so you worked in a small town, and then is that same small town the same one where you went to college, or is that yet a third town?
Yeah.
Yes, it is the same town.
Uh-huh.
So you went to college in the same town.
And worked in the same town.
Yeah, they recruited us from college.
And then went to work in the same town.
Yeah.
And you have no way of tracking him down.
I've tried. I just can't find him anywhere.
So he was supposed to get a promotion in order to move in with you here in Atlanta.
Right.
But he left the company.
Right. Apparently, okay. After I did, he was still with the company. And then when I went, when I started to look for him a little bit, say, let me try to investigate. Let me go back to where we worked. I don't care if I show up at the front door. Where are you?
I think in a case like this.
And they said he's no longer there.
I think you should just go on with your life and just, I think the scenario that you have in your mind right now is probably way better than any answer. This guy's a total sketch and complete sketch.
You think?
So why would you even need real closure on this whole thing? I mean,
Two and a half years investment, I think.
I'd still want to know.
Well, yeah.
That's a long time.
It's a long time. A long time for somebody to drop off the face of the earth.
I feel like you're leaving something out.
I just want to know,
I feel like you're leaving something out and that you're almost... Because I find it difficult to believe that you guys went to college in the same town, worked in the same town, don't have any friends, don't know how to find his mom, no matter how much she moved around, don't know, only child, okay, so there's no siblings, like, don't have any mutual friends, he's completely off, like, I feel like you're baiting us into something, and you know something that you're not sharing with us.
You mean like
no, I'm telling you, that's what I've been going through, the same exact thing, that I'm just saying, what happened?
So you feel like she is using us to find him?
And I think that there is...
She was really the reason why he split?
There was a separation, and that was made clear. Like, he said, I'm not moving with you to Atlanta because whatever, your eyes are too big. It doesn't matter what the reason was.
What makes you assume that?
Because I can't imagine spending 2.5 years with anyone, and intimately, like even a coworker, and not being able to somehow track down someone who would know how to track them down.
Disappearing without a trace.
Yes, especially with
but
Facebook.
But I have a friend who had a boyfriend who disappeared.
And
never called, never explained
how
why.
How long did they date for?
4 or 5 years.
I don't believe you.
They lived they lived together and everything else. And
I can see scenarios like that.
Left. Like, she doesn't want to find him. Like, she doesn't, but he full on never broke up with her, never left a Dear John letter, left.
Okay,
never
that's
came
fine.
Back to get his stuff.
That scenario
really.
Makes sense. I mean, I could see a guy being so cowardly where he would just do that.
Yes.
But the fact that he leaves no trace,
yes.
And even
she
if you wanted
could
to.
Probably still find him.
Sure,
she could.
That's the difference. That's the difference.
I think, that's the confusion is that she has tried everything and still nobody has a clue on where he is.
You've never gone to court over this guy, right? You don't have like some sort of restraining order? Or
no, nothing like that. He just disappeared. He just stopped calling me back. Never one day called me and the next day never called me again.
I'll tell you what would be very, very telling to us. If Tracy, who's very good at this kind of thing, if she can find him over the next 24 hours, then you should have been able to find him over the last 2.5 years or whatever.
But Jim was a little off mic, alerting to something. Even if it's bad news, somebody would know.
If he
would have been like
alive
in a paper,
or not.
It could have been in a paper.
Somebody
online.
Would know.
Somebody would tell.
Somebody
her.
Would still know. Yeah.
Good morning, Q100.
Good morning. I was listening and I was thinking it all just seems very, very weird. But maybe he was married.
They went to college together, then started working it. That he never had a chance to get married.
He could have gotten married if she never met any of his friends, never met any of his family. She may not have had as serious a relationship with him as she thought.
You guys were living together, weren't you?
No.
Oh.
After 2.5 years, you weren't living together?
Married.
No, we were going to when we moved to Atlanta.
Huh.
Here's,
we just never moved in. Like,
Here's Sam. Good morning, Sam.
Officially.
Hi, guys. Hey. I just want to say this is not as crazy as it sounds because I have a friend who was married for 6 years in what we all thought was a perfect relationship. Her husband says he's going to the grocery store to get some milk and vanished.
Mm.
She can't find him.
No,
nothing.
But doesn't she know? Does she know his family, his siblings, his parents?
Oh, yeah. He hasn't been in contact, per se, with any of them.
Really?
He's in the witness protection program.
I don't know, but he obviously, something sketched him out, and he left. And just, I guess, changed his name and everything, and he's gone.
Oh. Like, you would think in this time and day, with the internet and everything, that you leave sort of like electronical fingerprints all over the place. That if you really want, it's impossible not to be found.
Credit
cards,
you know, there's some way to track somebody.
Yeah, weird. Here's Bill. Good morning, Bill. You're on Q100.
Yeah, hi. I was wanting to make a comment.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I was wondering why after dating for 2.5 years... and he fell off the face of the earth, why she didn't think something was wrong and call the police or you know, file a missing persons report if they were dating for 2.5 years.
Yeah, that would be my that would be my instinct also. Like, you go directly to the police. You never thought of that?
No.
So you had to know something was wrong in your relationship.
Not really. I mean, you know, when one person moves and you think the other one's going to follow, I just figured, well, maybe he just, you know, that's not what he wanted to do. Or I didn't think it was anything to go to the police about. I just thought that, you know, that it was me or something.
So that means that you would, that some part of your brain knew that he wasn't going to come. Because I'm telling you that if 3 years into my relationship with Jessica, if she, you know, disappeared, I'd file a police report. Unless a chunk of my brain was like, you know, I spent every resource
trying to find the person.
We met in Arizona, moved to Pennsylvania. If I moved to Pennsylvania and part of my brain was like, she ain't coming out here, then, and she stopped returning my calls, I'd be like, I knew it.
Right.
You know what I mean? I knew it. Like, you would just be there. But if she all of a sudden just stopped appearing and I couldn't get a hold of her parents and I couldn't whatever, then I'd start calling 911.
Like, you don't know if this guy is alive or dead at this point.
No, I'm going to assume he's alive, but no, I don't know anything.
All right, let me put you on hold for a second, okay?
Okay.
This one is certainly going to take longer, I would think, than 24 hours to put together if all the details are accurate.
I'm going to laugh if it takes Tracy no time to find him.
Well, then it would...
Compared to her, you know what I mean?
Tracy's probably already got the guy.
Yeah.
I'm with Jeff. Something's not right. Doesn't smell right.
2.5 years.
Yeah.
So normally what we do is Tracy would find the guy in 24 hours and we'd have him on. But if she is taking that long to find him, there's no way Tracy's going to be able to find him in 24.
I still think Tracy will find him.
You think so?
Yeah.
I bet he's stuck in traffic at 285 and 75 right now.
The Bird Show.